Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is W3CAN. My name is Jim, and I am located in Madison Township. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 MHz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held this Saturday, December 14th, at the Franklin County Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. This will be the holiday party, as opposed to a normal Wednesday meeting. Now calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call W3CAN. Hearing no stations with emergency or priority traffic, I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements, or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call W3CAN.
Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo, Kevin.
All right, copy KD8IIB, Kevin. I will now take check-ins using quadrants dividing the county by Interstates 70 and 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. We'll begin with stations that are north of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71. Northeast quadrant, please call W3CAN.
W3CAN. 8YFW, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa. John.
KE8MVN, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Victor, November. Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Top Hotel Golf. The name is Richard.
All right, and copy KD8YFW, Terry, KD8RTP, John, KE8MVN, Terry, and KD8PHG, Richard. If you were trying to call in at the beginning there and didn't make it back through, I heard a little bit of a double with the first part of Terry's check-in. May have gotten garbled. Any other stations north of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
All right, got a good copy on NAPVC, John. Heard a little bit of breaking on the repeater, but did not catch a full check-in. If there's another station calling, please feel free to increase power, improve antenna location, try again. We are going to move along then to the southeast quadrant, south of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71. Please call W3CAN.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8, SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8, YVI, Phil.
Kilo Bravo 2, Kilo Alpha Charlie,
KB2, KAC, Kristen.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark, mobile in the southeast quadrant.
All right, we've got KD8SYT, Lynn, KB8YVI, Phil, KB2KAC, Kristen, and N8VJF, Mark. Any other stations south of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71, please call W3ECAN. Hearing no further in the southeast, we'll move to the southwest. Stations south of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN.
Kilo, Bravo 8, Yankee, Mike, November, KB8YMN, Mark.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Bob.
Kilo, Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Got KB8YMN Mark, W8RWR Bob, and KD8WQY Denny. Any other stations south of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN.
Kilo Delta 8, Del Victor X-ray, KD8HDX, Jim.
Copy, KD8HVX, Jim. Thank you. We'll move along to the northwest. Any stations north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN.
Kilo, Echo 8, Delta Whiskey X-ray. This is Troy, Northwestern.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Victor, W8RV, Ken.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee Sharon, N8SEY.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel.
All right, we've got KE8DWX, Troy, W8RV, Ken, N8SEY, Sharon, and 88CM, Marcel. Any other stations north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71, northwest quadrant, please call W3CAN.
Kilo 8, Oscar, Victor Papa, Frank, KWP.
All right, got you, Frank, KOVP. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call W3CAN. Note that you do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES in order to participate in this net.
This is KD8OFT. That's Kilo Delta 8 Oscar Foxtrot Tango, Daniel, Northeast.
Zulu, Alpha, Romeo, W8ZAR, Gregory, Delaware County.
KD8OFT, Daniel, W8ZAR, Gregory, and I had a brief burst of audio from the third station calling. If you want to go ahead and try again.
KD8GUJ, Bill, Mobile, Delaware City.
Much clearer that time, KDA-GUJ, Bill. Thank you. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in, please call W3CAN. We'll get into the business and begin with those stations having Franklin County ARES announcements. And we will begin with Kevin, KD8IIB.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Cal couldn't make it tonight, so I will fill in for him as he often does for me. Nothing coming up in the near future other than, as Jim mentioned, the holiday party this Saturday at 6 p.m. up at the EMA. A combination with CERT and the EPCAT Club and a couple others. If you do not know what you're supposed to bring yet, it is listed on our website, and it goes by the first letter of your last name. So with that, that takes care of the Cal's business. Upcoming nets, just two more for this year. December 18th, next week, KB8YQS, Josh. And on Christmas Day, December 25th, KD8YMN, Mark. KPAYMN, sorry about that, Mark. And unless there's any questions, I really do got to start getting a schedule together for next year, but with no questions, we'll turn it back to Ned. KD8IIB.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. We don't have any other announcements. Are there any other stations looking to check into the net? Any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wanting to check into the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net, please call W3CAN.
This is Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Whiskey, AB8MW Mike.
Copy, AB8MW Mike, thank you very much. Were there any events recently, any event coordinators or volunteers on frequency who have recaps of events during the past week? If so, please call W3ECAN. Yep, that was about the number of responses I was expecting. Any stations having additional business or any additional discussion topics for the net, please call W3ECAN.
K8OVP.
K8OVP, go ahead, Frank.
Well, two things. Some people, especially Cal, will remember the Sunriser Road Rally. I accidentally found out that another group under a different not sponsorship, but accreditation, is going to run their third annual Southern Ohio Forest Rally June 17, 18, 19, to the 20th. This will require several stages with in the Sunriser, we used to have an operator at the beginning and end of each stage, and it's one at a time off-road racing, and it will be pretty fast, some of the faster cars in the rally circuit. I'd like to say it was like the Dukes of Hazzard, except they ran at night and ran fast. And we might investigate helping him out again. The other was I was very disappointed at the Arnold not wanting us anymore. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the advisement on the rally, Frank, and especially as to the second topic. Hopefully, all who were thinking about volunteering for the Arnold saw, but there was a decision by the Arnold management to enter into an agreement with a hospital company to service all of the medical team. And the Arnold medical team's volunteer staff is no more for this year, at least. Anyone who would like to discuss that further, noting that KD8ION has not checked in tonight, feel free, call W3ECAN.
Well, I would say that there was one fatal accident on a public road between a mechanic for one of the rally cars and a residence, and that apparently killed off the Sunriser. So they better have a good company doing it. And with the Arnold, it's really they're very difficult for communication equipment to work in that building, and moving around medical staff and injured is extremely difficult. I hope they appreciate that. The SouthernOhioForestRally.com has all the information if somebody's interested. But this gentleman has helped with the Sunriser, and he said this is, he's spectating now, but it's just as much fun. K8 OVP.
Net control from PHG.
Go ahead, Richard.
Certainly, we were all saddened by the loss of the Arnold medical teams. As a member of the admin team as well, since neither Patrick nor Doc have checked in, what you said tonight, Jim, is exactly right. It was a corporate decision, pure and simple. It had nothing to do with our performance. It had nothing to do with lack of volunteership. In fact, as Doc explained it, it was kind of a bizarre experience to be told that you have such a stellar record for 20 years. And a record that is above reproach, and yet at the same time to see that they are making the decision to go with an outside another provider. Again, it was a corporate decision, business decision, if you will, and not in any way reflect on our volunteers. What Frank said is certainly valid. We all know those challenges, but that's for another entity to figure out now. And anyway, I'm sure that there will be some more questions in the weeks to come. But I know I will personally be at the holiday party this coming Saturday, and to the best of my ability, I will try to answer what questions that come up at that time, trying to work out all of what we know for sure and what we can say at this point. But, it's certainly sad for all of us. KD8PHG, back to net control.
Any other stations with traffic relating to, especially the Arnold medical team, feel free to call at this time.
RTP with training info.
Whoa, yeah, kind of skipped that section. we can stick a pin in some of that discussion just to thank yourself, Richard, real quick, and anyone else on frequency who has volunteered with the Arnold before. It's been a fabulous event to be involved with, and I am sad to see the opportunity go myself. W3CAN. We'll jump over to John, KD8RTP, with some training announcements.
Yeah, it is sad to see that we won't be involved with Arnold. I know that's been a big event for, as Richard said, 20 years. I haven't been with the group for 20 years, but sad to see that go. I wanted to make note that there will be a amateur radio extra class license class. It's going to be held January 2nd through February the 27th. It's going to be Thursdays, 6 to 8:30 p.m. You can check for more information, information on sign-up on the Ohio Section ARAS postscript that Scott puts out. It was posted up there. I hoped it would get put up on our website, but I don't think that's happened yet. So anyway, anybody that's interested, send me an email with your name, email address, phone, text number, and I'll get back to you. There's information on the most everything involved on the postscript website that came out this week. Turn it back to you, KD8RTP.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. And maybe in touch myself regarding that class. Are there any stations having any additional business or discussion topics for the net this evening? If so, please call W3CAN.
This is KE8ANW. I'd like to check in. Sorry I'm late. This is KE8ANW.
No problem, Ryan. I got you down here. I was just about to get to that final call. Any other stations along those lines wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net, please call W3CAN. Business or check-ins, we're going to go ahead and close this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thank you to those who brought any announcements and bulletins, and thanks to those volunteering for public service events. This is W3CAN returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. I'll be clear in 7-3, everyone.
Jim, I got 25 check-ins, 24 minutes.
Just about to say the same, 25, 24. Looks good. I'll...